Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have the policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jumping.
Straight from Mike P. What did he say exactly?
It was, fuck him.
Fuck him. I think that's exactly what he said. Hey, how was your week going?
Everything's good.
What's up, Lord, everybody out there? We hope you all had a good time.
Yeah, since we're on the West Coast and it's 1 minute after six.
And the sunshine is gorgeous.
It's still about 79 degrees.
Yeah. I'm wearing a t-shirt and a very, very light Pendleton. That's why I rode the motorcycle here tonight. We're so sorry for our friends in Iowa and the Midwest. This vicious storm's going on.
East Coast, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right. Our president's right now in New Jersey, by the way. He's going to check the area out there. Try to get some money out for those people.
Yeah. I don't know about that guy.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, he is our president. No. I'm a Republican. I know you're a Republican, but he's still... He's
not a Republican.
You're not a Republican? What, are you liberal? You're not scum-sucking Democrat, are you?
Born and raised in Chicago.
Oh, jeez, I didn't know that. Well, he's your man.
My man.
You know what I mean? He's a Democrat, so you know.
I didn't get that motherfucker.
I'm just, as a Republican, I'm just trying to say, you know, it's our president now. So many motorcycle runs going on. This is out of control again, Philly. Getting out of control. We told some of our listeners that if they want to check on some of our pictures of the last party we did at St. Patrick's Day, if anybody wants to, they can tune in and dial up www.onewordquickthrottle.com. QUICKTHROTTLE.com. That's and go to the gallery. You'll see more pictures for the Kennedy Scott Cycles, the Irish party. So I promise that we do stuff. We'll try to get more pictures out to everybody. Let's make that again. Www. One word. Quick Throttle, QUICKTHROTTLE.com, and go to the gallery.
.com. Okay.
Then go to the gallery. And you'll just see what we did on St. Patty's Day. I'm going to try to see somehow if we can get... Because so many people keep saying, well, why are you guys not getting more and more and more pictures? I don't take any pictures at all, so Phillips don't take them. We're all just pretty SOL.
Well, it depends. You know, I do a lot of stuff with the photographers. Sometimes you got to wait because they got other
things. I understand all that. I'm still on that, so I'm trying to say...
As soon as I get them, I post
them. Yeah, but we can get more stuff with the magazines and try to get them on so people can watch stuff with them. Yeah.
Right.
There's
you know, it's like this weekend, you going to the downed officers thing?
Well, we have how much tickets Philip and I get, but people think we're adversarial, but there is once a year an event where an officer gets killed in the line of duty. In this case, it's a CHP, left behind a wife and family. A couple of years ago, I was the lead speaker, the main speaker there. I would still like to try to stop by and pay respects. I don't care about a cop. I don't care what he is. He gave his life in the line of duty protecting your home and my home, Phil. So, you know.
Right.
I know you're not against it. People said, well, Bill and Phil don't get along good with the cops. No, we don't.
Nobody
does. That's not the issue. The point is that left behind family, and I think it'd be great for his wife and kids to see the support, you know, so... We have a party going on at Kennedy's Custom Cycles, a little anniversary. It's a small party for us. Really small. I'm not bringing no bands in or nothing. I'm just going to have a little barbecue stuff. And maybe we can roll over to the down officers. Certainly, sir. Maybe we can roll over to the down officers fund.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay, well.
Well, the school go around starts out of Riverside, El Cajon,
and
Sweetwater.
That's right. It's about 100 miles.
El Cajon, National City, and Riverside.
Right. And it's a schoolgirl run. You know what schoolgirl run is. Little girls in short skirts and halter tops. That's going to be a big party. Now, the way I got it planned out, if we do the barbecue at my place from 1 to 4, feed everybody, if you and I roll out heavy, the party starts at 3, so we'll just be a little late. Or maybe while I'm loading up, maybe you could take all of our guests.
Yeah.
Over there at 3 o'clock, so you could be there. I'd leave at 2:30, whatever, be there.
Well, no, they'll be there by 3:30.
3:30, okay. North,
yeah. Yeah, I got confirmation. So
okay, we have different,
probably about 20 people.
Okay, we have different guests from different clubs coming in, so we'll take them over for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that party will go on till late into the night. I'm, by the way, I've got my passport screwed up. I'm going to, I was supposed to be in the 3-day party in Tijuana, and now I'm going to try to get my passport cleared up tomorrow. All
right.
Well, I got a little paperwork all done, so hopefully that can be dealt with in that.
Pay the extra money and get thinner.
If they'll let me do it, yeah, I definitely will.
No, they will. They will let you do it.
Well,
pay them extra money and you'll go to the front of the line. Trust me. Hello to the ladies.
Ladies, how are we doing tonight, everybody?
We're okay. Hey. How are you?
Doing good. Hope you got the information on that quick throttle so you can check us out in the gallery, see what's going on. And then Philly and I, you got a run on Sunday.
Yeah.
I have a different run.
I got the SFV.
You was SFV 181, and I've got a run on Sunday separate than that, so we'll be going two different directions again.
Well, I actually have two up north. I'm not sure about the other location of the other one yet.
Uh-huh.
But it might be at Pico Rivera.
Pico Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
With the other boys?
No.
No, okay. All right.
No, with Martin, Paul, and all.
Martin. Okay. Okay, what's the inner town, some type of a movie theater showing coming up? When's that?
That's June 7th. That's next Friday.
Okay. Okay, I definitely will not be there. My brother Michael is leaving Sunday for the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll be going to the premiere without me, so try to sign the autographs and look pretty and all that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what's going on in, Nora, you're facing a storm.
Yeah, it's just west of me. It's coming in.
Okay.
It's falling a bunch.
Yeah? And then on
Massachusetts. I mean, it's windy now.
Really? Well, yeah, Chicago is the windy city. But we got the Massachusetts Island border. Going on over there?
It's 90 degrees. I've got the AC running. It's hot and humid, and that's about it for tonight. It's pretty obnoxious because we went from like cold, wet, damp weather right into like this heat, and it's like, whoa. But it's good. I'm happy it's here.
There you go. You know, I didn't recall ever seeing any pictures of you in the Kennedy's T-shirt yet. Is that some reason it's taken a long time to come out this way?
No, I'm going to post mine up to Phil in a message tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow?
And a Facebook message, huh?
We sent that out, what, two weeks ago?
Yeah, I know we sent that out. Yeah, you know, I thought just, you know, high heels on Kennedy's T-shirt, you know, that's it, you know?
Okay, what if I don't have high heels? What should I use? Bare feet?
You know, Sade looks pretty sexy in her bare feet when she's singing, so yeah, that'd be nice, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll have shorts on, you just won't see them.
You know, a lot of times...
Wait. There's another person on the phone.
Well?
Probably thinking of an excuse as we speak.
To not wear a T-shirt, to a picture?
I guess. I don't know. In fact, I know she said she had it on today.
Oh, she didn't take a picture?
No.
God, don't go there, Phil. I swear to God.
Is it I feel I was the last one between everybody here.
I just... Where's the pic with the
T-shirt? Yeah.
Got a thing sent back. I'm wearing it today, laughing my ass off.
Yeah. I got the oddest text message today. Somebody sent me a picture of two blow pops. I was like...
Really?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
Really? Two blow pops?
Yeah.
Did you ever get an answer on that one?
What do you mean, an answer on that one?
Well, I thought somebody asked you if you wanted one.
Possibly. I can't pull up. You know what? I'm going to go through my text messages now. Now you got my curiosity peaked.
Well, you know, I had a box of those in my drawer.
Yeah, I can't even get a Tootsie Roll pop from the man that always puts them out there. I even ask them every year. Bring me a Tootsie Roll pop.
What?
You know, the one that always passes out the Tootsie Pops.
Yeah, yeah.
I sent her a picture of the
rock. I always ask him. I said, when I see you, will you bring me some? Okay. And then when he gets here, it's like, oh, I forgot. I said, everybody gets a lollipop except for me.
Really? Well, you know, I got this thing today, Bill. And you want to read that headline there? I'll go from there.
Either Barack Obama, or whatever the hell his real name is the biggest naive idiot and buffoon of all time, or he's working directly hand-in-hand in conclusion with the Muslim Brotherhood by attempting to sell the people of this country the biggest lies he's ever told. Excuse me. All one has to do is go back and examine the past history and track record of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Islamic terrorists, both of which incidentally go hand-in-hand, to fully realize you cannot negotiate with people who mean to kill you out of ideological differences that have been with them for thousands upon thousands of years. That will never be resolved, especially with a cultural people such as this. They who act as knuckle-dragging, inbred, stone-age, bloodthirsty, psychotic savages. What am I to read here? What's going on here?
Hang on. I get it for you. That the president decided last Thursday,
yeah,
5 years into his presidency, to finally address the gravest threat of our nation and the West in the wake of a bloody wave of jihad under attacks under his sloppier practice. The victory will be measured in our parents taking their kids to school, immigrants coming to our shores, fans taking in a ball game, a veteran starting a business, a bus. What does that even mean? He speaks of victory when he is the architect of peace. He speaks of victory while 400 victims languish in slaughtering jihadists. Not Al Hassan has not been brought to trial, but has received more than $250,000 in compensation. Got a lot of reverb in the back.
If you need to mute me or something, because Jonathan is having a gay old time in his bouncy chair, I understand.
All right, we'll be back. What is it? Let's see. He speaks of victory when he won't even call a jihad attack on a London street terrorism instead of terming it senseless violence. Jihadi beheading of victim Lee Ruggery received the same tribute as soldiers who die in action, but Fort Hood jihad victims are victims of the criminal act of a single individual, not international terrorism. Why would Obama authorize a drone hit on Anwar al-Awlaki? Is that how you say it? Who never killed anyone. But,
well, an Irish kid, I don't know.
I know, but not give the victims of Islamic preachings the same military designation. What is his plan? To partner with the Muslim Brotherhood groups in America that work fiercely to eliminate and destroy America from within. Let's see. Then, here you go. Go ahead, Bill.
Let me read you now. Okay. Where was this? Okay, this gentleman, Roger Spencer, says the Muslim American community has consistently regarded terrorism. Four separate studies since 1998 have all found that 80% of the United States mosques were teaching jihad Islamic supremacy. and hatred and contempt for Jews and Christians. And in the summer of 2011 came another study showing that only 19% of the mosques in the U.S. don't teach jihad, violence, and or Islamic supremacy. So 80% or 79% is teaching that.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
Yep. Yeah. If you guys don't believe this shit's coming, let me tell you, here we go right here. This is the upcoming martial law, though. Listen to this.
Hey, YouTube. Milano72 here. I've got some news. I've done some research and looked for possible other videos out there about this, and there were very few, so that means there's not a lot of coverage on this, and it's really important. Obama, back in March 16th of this year, which means, if you know, this is the case, he's done this behind our backs, signed Executive Order 13603. I'm telling you, we're in trouble, folks. Listen to this. Through Executive Order 13603, Obama gave himself the power to control all vital aspects of our nation. The Tea Party has, research team has dug this up and is still digging up more information at this time. However, what we know now is this. Seizing all forms of civil transportation. Obama especially wrote civil, not public, in the name of a national emergency, which he has yet to define, which in turn means that he can define it any way he wants to. He can grab all forms of transportation civilians use, including your vehicle, trucks, delivery vehicles, boats, ships, city buses, trains, airplanes, motorcycles, scooters, snowmobiles, tractors. The secret plan went into action right under our nose just a few months ago, and I'm really shocked that nobody has really got this out there to get viral, because this is something that is absolutely huge. It's just as big as the Patriot Act. People, we need to wake up and get this information out there, and I mean, like, quick style. Obama doesn't stop there at transportation. He goes on and will grab the food right out of your mouth. All commodities and products capable of being ingested by either human or animal. In other words, all food products, growing, picked, and in stores, including farm crops, inventory in grocery stores, grandma's garden vegetables, your vegetable garden, your canned goods, dog food, livestock feed, survival food cache, fish from fish farms, fruit from orchards. And guess what? There's more. He is also the health resources, which include, but are not limited to, drugs, biological products, medical services, materials, devices, facilities, health supplies, services, and equipment. This includes hospitals, vitamin stores, wheelchair suppliers, oxygen providers, drug stores, first aid supplies, Red Cross, medical insurance companies. And the savage doesn't stop there. He goes on to give also the power to the government to take over all forms of energy, solar energy farms, wind turbine projects, Niagara Falls electric plant, your home generator, hydroelectric dams, city power plants, use and all usable water from all sources, Mississippi River, the Great Lakes, Colorado River, and all rivers. All ponds, all wells, all watersheds, all snow melt, all bottled water companies. Do you know what this means? For all of you preppers out there who plan on taking off and trying to survive in the wilderness, he just took over the entire country, all of its natural resources, everything that you have, nothing you own, is now solely yours. It can be taken from or by the government, taken from you by the government because of this executive order. We thought the Patriot Act was bad, people. This one is screaming Hitler, okay? I'm just shocked. Executive over order 13603. Get this video out. Make it viral, for crying out loud. People, you need to wake up. And if you are awake, you need to help others wake up. You need to do your part. Get this video out there as soon as possible, like now. Like, click like. Do whatever you got to do with this video. Get it out there. I put the link to the executive order at the bottom of this video. If you use my video, you have full permission to re-upload this video. Excuse me. But be sure to add the executive order with it as well. God bless America.
Well, another patriot is trying to say, hey, all she's trying to do is get communication out to people.
Mm-hmm.
She's telling everybody, be aware of what's going on. We're sitting back and letting our elected officials just take over everything. Those people are doing business with China again. I hate to pick on China again, but I'm in the mood. We're letting them do it to us, folks. Every day we're letting it do it to us. I don't know where we're going to stop. But the information, we have the ability to transfer information from person to person.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're just content to sit back and say, well, I'll let somebody else do it. Phil and Bill, let them do it. What's some of the other radio shows I like so much out there? Who else is doing
Hermes.
Well, Hermes, excuse me. I'm sorry, I was stuck on that. Yeah, Hermes is out there to try to share the information. Phil and I don't have a show about us. Hermes doesn't have a show about himself. It's about all of us in America. Why are we afraid to share information? Why are we afraid to go to City Hall, like Philip and I? Why are people afraid to go down to the police station? It's our City Hall. It's our police station. It's our country. But we cannot just continue to just ignore it and think it's going to go away, because every day it's getting a little bit more strange. I don't know. I don't want to sound like Chicken Little, telling everybody, oh, I'm really paranoid or paranoid. The problem is, though, I can't see how else we can't not be paranoid. Every time I talk to a city official, I'm worried about life.
Hard to talk looking at that, huh?
You know, when I'm talking like, you got to keep me, you know, stop doing stuff like this. You know? The people have no idea what he's doing, but you know he's doing something strange, so.
That's the stuff they send us.
Well, I understand, and they want to share, so who are we not to deny them?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not judgmental on anybody. That's what they want to share with us in here. You know, I had some strange, well, I shouldn't say strange guys. Some guys come by my shop, the country music, Waylon Jennings. We're having a get-together in a couple of weeks in Arizona, some type of a Waylon Jennings weekend or something like that. And I was surprised all these younger people knew about Waylon and all that. They were all quite excited about riding out to Arizona for a Waylon revival or something. For all you country music people, it's, hey, country's not dead yet, buddy, so hang in there. I want to also mention to you, Philip, we had a young Marine who got out of the Marine Corps today and yesterday.
He
was in
court
because of his helmet problem.
Well, it's the same clown that wrote the guy for the sunglasses.
Same guy. This guy was patient. He took as much information as he went in there. And it really came down to one thing. The judge wanted to be decisive as to make decisions. So he said to the young man, let me see your helmet. And the man said, I rode my truck in. And then the other cop said, they wrote the ticket. Well, why don't you bring the helmet in? Because I rode my truck in. And then the judge talked to the cop and said, why didn't you confiscate the helmet, which we know is what?
Illegal.
Illegal. So the judge slapped the cop on the wrist. The guy's last day in America was, excuse me, last day in California was that he's leaving, but he beat the ticket. So he beat the ticket by being calm, by getting the facts together, and present himself a case. He's not a lawyer. I said, don't try to talk like a lawyer. Just present your case to the judge, and the judge threw it all out. So he's at least going to leave California with a good taste in his mouth.
Yeah,
and
the more people do it, the better it's going to be.
Exactly.
You know, and the other thing that came out was Nevada lost their lane splitting bill.
Yeah, that, you know, for you people, I mean, Arizona, I can't be in there. I got to be in Las Vegas.
Well, this is from yesterday. Let me read.
Go ahead, because I'm pretty.
Nevada Senate split over lane splitting, but the bill got killed on the floor. Okay.
Yeah.
The Nevada land splitting bill, better known to some as AB 2236, has officially died on the state Senate floor. While it looked as though the bill had a great chance of succeeding after passing with flyer colors in the Nevada Assembly, the momentum of the proposed new law quickly sputtered like a 60s Vespa and died like an 80s Harley in the road.
That's not funny.
Sorry we couldn't help it.
That's not funny.
I know. That's all humor. The Nevada land splitting proposal was amended in the Assembly and then again in the Senate to give the bill a better chance of passing, which is why, its harsh defeat caught many of us over here by surprise. The amended bill would have made land splitting in Nevada illegal only when traffic was stationary, not regularly flowing, unlike land splitting in California. Another reason why many of us thought the bill would be passed, the amended law got rid of the most of the ill-perceived dangers of lane splitting and left a bare-bones law that would have at least helped alleviate traffic and actually make riding in traffic safer for motorcycles. A fact that has been discussed and proven many times over the past. Excuse me. While many lawmakers and sadly many riders as well tend to think that lane splitting is dangerous and unsafe, the facts and evidence just don't back up that claim. In fact, almost every other country outside of the USA allows lane splitting in some fashion. And famed motorcycle guru David L. Hall has even gone to on the record to state that a choice between lane splitting and sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic, motorcycle lane splitting is almost always the safer option. Motorcycles sitting in heavy traffic are up to 10 times more likely to suffer injuries and accidents from rear-end collisions and other cager mistakes. So while it looks like us California riders will continue to be the only ones in the country to have an advanced form of transportation on two wheels, we here at X Motorcycle continue to hope that the rest of the country will still come around someday. The false negative stagnant around lane splitting really does not need to come to an end, and we sincerely hope that a major organization such as HOG or the AMA will continue to push harder for lane splitting to be legal and recognized in all 50 states sooner than later.
I would like them simply to make it each city you're allowed to split lanes, and every time there's a traffic pileup, you're allowed to split lanes. Now, some of the, like Kansas, Iowa, they've got a lot of open roads. So maybe they're not that concerned with lane splitting. I'm not that concerned. But I think every city.
24 or 11 million people in the city.
I think that cities are important, and we need to also split once we're on the freeway if there's a pileup, because I can't be sitting around there. I'm a very important person, you know. It's my world, anyway.
You do, Stacy.
Yep.
Any of the people, have you seen anybody in the people back there? What do they do? Do they split lanes or how do they do it? Are they just waiting traffic?
Over here, everybody drives like friggin' maniacs. You know, I mean, I think we're rated between Rhode Island and Massachusetts, we're on the top 5 list for the worst drivers in the United States. You know, that's a tough question.
When you're there, you know, you're sitting in traffic, what do you see? Do they drive around the cars, or how do they do it? Or do they just stop and wait?
I think the younger, it looks like more of the younger people will try to do that, like drive around the cars. You know, older people are pretty much more low-key. But, like, I live in a little hick town, and then the city is like 2 minutes up the road, and the city, that's just city driving. It's ridiculous in itself. But people around here don't pay much attention to the rules of the road. They kind of roll through stop signs, you know, 6-7 feet into the road, and then yell at oncoming traffic that the oncoming traffic's in the way. Not good drivers around here, you know. It's one of the embarrassing points of living in this area.
Really? I know.
Look it up. It'll tell you. Massachusetts and Rhode Island. It's like, it's on like either the top 5 or the top 10 of the worst drivers in the United States. Yeah. It comes up every year about how bad the drivers are out here.
Is that because of the weather, or do you mean year-round?
No, I mean year-round. People are just ignorant to the fact of they think they've made their own rules. Like, do you guys have rotaries out there where you are in California?
We have a few of them, about three or four in San Diego. A turnabout, we could turnabouts.
Turnabouts,
yeah. They're a complete circle. Well, the area
yeah,
I live
one
in, you'll
one
have
in,
like
Beach.
Long Beach by the hospital.
Right.
Okay. Well,
right.
You'll have like four or five entrances coming onto a rotary because a rotary is usually in the middle of several different intersections that all join in one spot. Now, to go onto the rotary, usually there's a yield sign. Now, people over here, you might as well just knock that yield sign down, put your seatbelt on, your little helmet, get ready for Crash Bandicoot style, because nobody pays no mind. They just blow on into the rotary and just try to mingle with traffic. It's bad. When I tell you people over here drive like jackasses, they do. It's not good.
Wow. You know, I told you a couple weeks ago, the guy opened a door on me.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the carpool lane. I had a guy open the door of the car on me.
What?
Yep. I was like, there's a carpool lane, and there's about 3 feet where you can split the lanes.
Yeah.
And traffic was dead stopped, and I'm about 10 cars back. And all of a sudden, I see a door open and close, and then I see the door open again when I'm like 4 cars back. Luckily, I had enough room to go in, go around, and come back out. And then I stopped and walked back, but he closed the door and locked it. I'm going to have a few choice words with him. And then I realized I'm the aggressor now.
That's right. The
yeah.
Police that came in would be the one that would have got a ticket for harassment.
Nah, I would have been the one that was going to jail. Because I figured at that point, I might as well do what I was going to do.
Yeah. Well, we Catholics believe if you're thinking about doing it, you're just as guilty. So you might as well just think about it. Just do it.
Yep.
Catholics have a lot of hang-ups.
Yeah.
A lot of guilt.
Yeah.
Well, it was tough for me as a kid. And they told me, if you're thinking about doing something wrong, you're just as bad as doing it. Well, I'm thinking, I might as just go ahead and
do it.
I'm going to get blamed and all that. You gotta wonder about God. You gotta wonder. For example, you get a ticket in California,
mm-hmm.
and then you go to Arizona, where there's no helmet laws.
Right.
Okay, you get a ticket in California, you broke the law, you're a criminal, you're a bad person. You go to Arizona, and there's no helmet law. You gotta wonder how much of these violations God's gonna really care about.
It's true.
Bill, we think you cheated on your taxes. I'm thinking God's going to say, I don't really care, Bill. No, I don't really care. He's going to say, in some state, smoking marijuana is legal. Some states, smoking marijuana is illegal. I've been trying to figure out what exactly is my God going to judge me on. Because I'm hoping there's a lot of stuff going to fall in the gray area where if I present myself, being an Irishman, if I'm given an opportunity to speak at the St. Peter's, the gates of heaven, so just give me an opportunity to speak. I think I'll be okay. My statement would be as well, if it's right or legal in one area, illegal in the other one, how can we truly judge me? And then I want to know, what is God's criteria? I don't know. I'm a Catholic boy. Sometimes I have meat on Fridays during Holy Week. Oh, my God. Am
yeah,
I going to be judged
on
that?
Waffle.
Am I going to be judged
you're,
on that
you're
one?
You're the one who changed that for, huh?
Yeah. Am I going to be judged on that, I wonder, you know? God just said, you should have had meat on Friday. Does God have a fish market? Does he own a fish market, do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
And there's a statement in the Bible where Jesus was speaking to the crowds, and they said, well, Jesus, what's going to happen to us when we die? And Jesus says to the crowds, God the Father has mansions in the sky for everyone. Now I'm thinking, you think that's a bed and breakfast? Think he charges people to come in?
I don't know.
And then sometimes you get a suite, and then sometimes you get a funky room.
Yeah.
I wonder if you know, based upon what type of attitude, do you get like just a basic room, or who gets a suite? These are things I worry about. I don't lose sleep on it, but I just want you guys to know I worry about this stuff here. And then what you and I do in Mexico.
Stays there.
And almost everything we do in Mexico is illegal in America. Almost everything. So, again.
Yeah, we got a nice 8x10s to prove it.
Yes. So it goes back into, I wonder, what is God going to really judge us on? Does anybody wonder about that? Anybody out there?
Nope.
Nobody worries about it? Nobody's out there?
No, because I look at it like this. I'm one of them diehard Catholics, too. And I come from this area. You know, this area is predominantly Catholic. I just look at it like this, man. The road's already paved. Whatever happens, happens. I can't stop fate.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
Again, you're speeding. You're doing 65 to 55 zone. Is God going to be talking to you when you get to heaven about that? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that most of these things, these restrictions that we have holding us back, I'm pretty sure God's just going to say, hey, Bill, I don't care.
Yeah.
In fact, I better be hoping so, because, you know, I got a few of them problems. I want to say right now, I apologize, I know you say something. Philip and I are 100% in favor of the Muslim religion because it's a great religion. It's those radicals which are screwing up their Muslim religion, screwing up the whole American version of Muslim.
You know, it's like this, Bill. Everybody has their way of worship.
Yeah.
I don't knock anybody's, don't knock mine.
That's the way we look at it. We try to use the quote from Benjamin Franklin, who said, "Your rights stop where the tips of my nose starts." Hey, I try to be open-minded to Muslims. Because, again, I simply cannot believe the millions of Muslims around the world are bad people. But they're certainly being led by bad leaders, I think.
Leave me wrong. Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to talk about subjects.
Go ahead.
You know, well, no, because you keep showing me things that make me
kind
of...
No, I'm not trying to show you.
I'm getting a little confused
here
because I'm losing my train of thought.
Don't get confused.
Not that the subject was so critical. I'm just pointing out.
Well, I just got a text message. Somebody told me to shut the fuck.
Now we're talking to my kind of people here. Now that's what I need to hear.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, oh my God.
You know, I got a request today, Bill. I got a request.
I have to hear this one.
Since we're in the original age group here.
Yes.
Around that age.
That age.
Yeah, we have to find someone. We have to find someone a mate. We have to have a motorcycle.
Well now.
Self-sufficient.
Uh-huh.
And able to buy plane tickets and fly her out and fly her back.
I like this girl's attitude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Phil, I swear to God, I have no words at this time. I'm going to go quiet.
Yeah, go ahead. Try not sending me the picture I asked for.
I know, what? We're nice enough to send them a T-shirt, you know, and...
everybody we sent T-shirts to,
yeah,
right away.
Nobody.
You know, I guess she got mad because I didn't send those repeat offender ones.
Oh, that could be it.
A what?
She's a little
shit. Shirts that say repeat offender.
I'm confused.
REPATOFFENDER. Repeat offender.
Yeah. I'm still
lost.
Yeah,
they're form-fitting. They're form-fitting.
Oh.
But on that note, you got anybody in mind for it, Bill?
Well, I would like to... I hadn't thought of myself as a procurer, or another word, pimp, but... you know, this could be something in my capacity. Might even start me a new career in my life.
Mm.
Women across America, contact the Phil and Bill Show, and we will arrange for you to come out here.
Yeah.
We have something going here.
We might. Never know.
If they send us money...
If this takes off...
If they send us money across states, though, that's a federal crime.
No, we don't touch any money.
So if they come to California and then pay us at that point in time.
They pay us. They just buy us some Pepsis or dinner.
No, I'm selling
the money now?
I'm selling the women off. I'm thinking, I'm thinking something working something here. But the Brown Act prohibits us from transportating from state to state and collecting money.
Right.
So if they come to California on their own volition, we can
help them out.
We can help them out. Yeah, I'm thinking this is going to be good.
Does that sound like something you want to do?
Are you talking to me, Phil?
I said, is that something you want to do?
That's what I said. Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're all adults here. Let's be, mature.
I have no words for you right now, man.
Got anybody there that knows how to take a picture with a phone with the shirt you got on?
That's okay. You know what? That's all right. I'm going to get you back for this one. Wait and see.
I'm thinking that if we get the picture and blow it up at my motorcycle shop,
yeah,
so everybody coming in.
Right next to the waterfall.
That's what I'm thinking. Blow it up big and then, explain that a person is willing to relocate to California, blah, blah, blah. Then we got to find out what they want,
Yeah.
House
on the beach, what?
Filthy rich, give me age brackets and, money's always important, I guess. And
yeah.
Wow, it's going to be a little work now. I got to think about this one. Maybe they want to relocate to Mexico.
Maybe.
Yeah, I've done about that.
How's the weather?
Oh, I freaking can't.
Huh?
Nothing,
huh? Okay. Yeah, well, Marion says, what's new about that, Bill?
Marion went to Mexico with me several times, and Marion's always come back. So Marion can tell you, anybody that goes with me to Mexico, we will get them back.
We always bring them back.
However,
might not be the same way they went down there, but they get
if
back.
If we're talking about, helping some of our friends relocate to California,
yeah.
We can charge a small fee.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
I think so, too.
You know, we have to go to the person's home. We got to check the home out to make sure they're going to a good home.
Yeah.
And then they've got to find out how close it is to the shopping centers. And there's a lot of work we got to do, so I think it'll be okay. Let's work on getting the pictures out here first, Phil. And then we'll get the pictures blown up, okay?
Yeah.
That would be
well, I'm trying to get him to take a picture, Bill.
Oh, man, this whole thing's being held up for that?
Yeah.
Oh.
You notice she's not saying anything.
We don't need them to blow up the picture.
She's plotting right now.
Just a regular picture. We can blow it up.
Yeah, she's plotting
right now. Oh, my fucking words.
Hanging in the motorcycle shop. Bikers that come
Phil,
in here.
I swear to God, Phil, game's on, man. I'm going to get you for this spot. It's the last thing I do.
Well, Mary wants to know, what, are you guys adopting out puppies?
Puppies, that's code word, yes. We're going to, code word for our female listeners that want to come to California. We're going to help them relocate, start a new lifestyle. I like this idea.
Yeah, I knew you would.
Yeah, I would take the word pimp off. That's got negative connotations. Procure, I think that would be good. Travel agents, that's good.
There you
too,
go.
Yeah,
that's
that could
good
be good.
Too.
Yeah.
Yep, travel agent, that's it. That works.
So what else is going on?
Where, here in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, I saw someone this weekend. I thought you posted it.
I think that was stuff of Connecticut. It's not close to me. It's a couple hours away. But nothing that I know of in my direct line of fire. I live on the boring spectrum of the state. The more excitement is about, anywhere from, an hour to 2 hours away. That's when things start
to get. This is California. Everything is an hour, 2 hours or more for us. I have no idea what a local run would ever be in my life. No. Well, we are going to do that schoolgirl run tomorrow. That's going to be kind of, let me get some pictures of that. I think it might be kind of interesting. So let's go back to this. I don't want to keep talking about this relocation and all that, but if they send the pictures to us, then we get the pictures blown up and hang them in the motorcycle shop and then start taking bids, or what do you think is a good way to say that? Yeah, interest. That's even better. All right. Remember, ladies, we're out here to be your friend. We want to take care of you.
What? You don't believe that?
I didn't say a damn thing. I didn't. I'm just in here.
Ladies, don't you know that man understand? I'm the only one that can. I'm here for you.
Yeah, and I just sent you a message. You'll like that.
While you're doing about that, I want
to... Gotta check and see if they're going to a good home.
Oh, well, that takes a reason.
She said puppy adoption services.
Well, we gotta go out and check the home. I said we gotta find out where the near shopping area is, where the near beauty salon is, you know, blah, blah, blah. By the way, Maeve Marion's met somebody nice in her life now. Do you know about that?
No.
Yeah. I don't know if she wants to come and say anything about it, but she stopped by the shop today. I said, how come I don't see you? She said she's got some nice guys. So,
there you go.
Hope it works out. Actually, I don't care if he's a nice guy. I just hope he's stinking filthy rich. Maren, you want to type back in and tell us what you think? Is he a really nice guy? Is he stinking rich? Is he anything you want to tell us so we tell everybody?
No. She ain't
gonna. Oh, she's not going to talk to us now.
Who? Me?
No.
This Maren just called up. She's on the show last week. She just hooked up with a guy, and I thought I'd want to talk about it on the air, but I guess she doesn't want to talk about a new male friend on the air. Okay, that's all right. I understand that. Don't want to rock the boat. Okay. Has Maren left us all together? I think
no,
so.
No, she's there.
All right. Okay.
She won't call in, though.
Well...
With Norm.
No, I flew him in from Washington.
See, she's doing the same thing.
That's it.
She brought some U.S. Prime DA choice meat in from Washington, and now she's... there we go. I wonder if he's filthy rich. Maren, is he filthy, filthy rich, Maren? Can you tell us?
She's got to send it back.
Oh. Should we get another one in?
I don't know.
Well... Okay, Mary, so it looks like you're not going to come up in there. Okay, well, let's hope that you and I both know her. Let's hope it works out well for her, whatever it is with it.
I like this one. You want to read that?
Look at this. It's the captain from Star Trek, and he's saying, why the fuck do you keep having kids if you're broke? You know, being a parent... I thought my having children was a blessing.
He also said, and you knew. He also, and you know, and you, yeah, you know, you said it in his voice while reading it, though.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did.
But I was. I love having children, but I truly like when they left the house. Now, for you people out there, I don't want you to think that I'm a nudist, because I'm not, but. I really enjoyed walking around my own house naked when the children left.
I don't know. That's it. It's a story.
That's it. Actually, I think I mentioned before, my last trip to Arizona, I stayed at a friend of mine's house and she went to work. The back of her building faces the mountains. There's nobody around me. And I figured, God, this is perfect. 8 o'clock in the morning, nobody's up. So I walked out in the back of her patio. I was standing there naked. And the phone rang. It was my friend, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Anna said, Bill, are you out in my patio naked? I go, how could anybody see me? I said, I am, but how do you know that? She goes, well, I just figure I know you. I want you to turn around and go back inside. We have little tiny scorpions. They bite like hell. So I just wanted you to know that when I had a chance to get naked, I just enjoyed
looking
being naked.
For you, huh?
Yeah, she's a good kid. So the scorpions are so tiny, you can't hardly even see them and all that. So, you guys invite me over. I hope you don't mind if I, you know, walk around naked. But you know. That's not any of the guys. This is just for the women. I mean, the women invite me over. No guys.
That's,
no.
You know, it's like that one time we were in Mexico.
Oh, man, don't be talking. Don't be talking.
I won't say which time. But do you remember when we had to go down the hall to go up to our rooms? Remember how they had that little...
Give me a town. Rosarito, Ensenada.
No, Ensenada. Remember how they had that, the hallways, went either way, to the right or left?
Okay, yeah.
And got up to get a soda or something later on, and people forgot to close the drapes. Listen.
No, I'm telling you for a fact.
They left the drapes open for
a reason. That girl left her drapes open so I could...
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, you just don't...
Actually, she was performing quite well.
Yes, it was. And I want to thank that lady very much, you know.
God bless her.
She doesn't go to Mexico anymore. She's kind of on a different path and all that now. But at first, I thought the same thing. A, I'm intruding upon the lady. Then I'm thinking, B...
How were we intruding when she left the window open?
Well, I was thinking at first it was an accident, but then I was, no.
No, on the way back, it wasn't an accident.
You know, so I figured, well...
Didn't she look at us once, too? Smile?
Yes. And so, you know, the point is that she's not doing any harm to anybody. So
no.
Who are you and I to judge other people? And if she wants to put a little show on, well, maybe that makes her happy. Maybe that helps her, you know. We shouldn't be judgmental.
I was wondering why that guy was wearing a ski mask. We never did find out who that was.
I think they're inside probably wondering why you and I were in the hallway late at night together. That was probably strange, too.
Marianne says, no, I'm back.
Oh, okay.
So, Stacy. Oh, she got mad.
Uh-oh. Maybe she's packing up.
I don't know.
Well, we can have, you know, initially about 10 or 12 people staying at Marion's house, because she's got a good piece of property there and all that. So if we have visitors coming in, we can just drive down to Marion's place. How's that sound?
Sure.
All right.
Marion's,
that okay with you? If you don't call in, I'll take that. That means okay. No, she's not calling in, so I guess that's okay. All right.
She sent me a text. She's got a headache from the AC. She took off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who was it, Marion? Who are you talking about?
Stacy,
okay.
Now she's getting ready to paint her ceiling after the renovation.
Marion, is that code? Is that some type of a code that Philip and I need to try to understand? We got to try to figure out what does that mean? She's getting ready to paint the ceiling.
I have no idea.
I wonder what that means. Wonder what that means.
I don't know.
Get ready to paint the ceiling. That's code. That's code, Phil.
That'd be code.
That's code.
Excuse me.
Wonder what she'd be doing up in the ceiling. Well.
I don't know, Phil.
I don't know. Marion,
she's right there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm
Marion,
right here.
You're live?
Hello, Marion, how are you?
Say what?
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
So I've been told.
I was wondering, first of all, I'm getting ready to paint the ceiling. Is that code? Is that something that,
I'm taking
Lily, you're going to ceiling. Does that mean something like special code? Is that something going on?
No. I depopcorned all my ceilings, so now we're sealing them and painting them.
What does she mean by depopcorn? That's code. That's code there.
No,
something's going on in her house.
No, popcorn crap on your ceiling. I took it all off.
You stripped it all off. Is that what you did, huh?
Yep.
Code. It's some type of code. Something's going on in her house. And she went, you know, what I won't say this if you don't want me to say this. You have a special project coming up for Halloween.
No, it's not
talk
for
about...
Halloween. That's not Halloween.
Pardon me?
That's my birthday. That's my birthday present.
Oh, would you like to share that with everybody? Tell us kind of what you're doing. Because I think it's kind of cool.
Oh, my turbo broom.
Your turbo broom, yes, sweetheart.
Yeah. Turbo. I can send I can send you a picture. I got Phil's email. I'll send him a picture. He can post it. No, that's my new ride. It's a witch's broom with handlebars and headlight and seat. And we're all us women are supposed to have witch's brooms, so mine's just going to be designed more like a bike.
Is it going to have a vibrator on it or no?
I've told you so many times, men and batteries are both overrated, baby. Come on.
Oh, got you.
Oh.
Guess she told you.
Well?
Well, yes. So you're going to send a picture to us so we can post that so everybody can see?
She will.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, good.
Yeah, she hasn't sent it yet, though, but she will.
All
right, okay. Yeah, we found the broomstick today, so I've got that, and I have to do some modifications on the headlight that I got from your place, and we've got to find a way to mount the handlebars, but it's come along.
The,
yes?
No, it's perfect. I was thinking about mounting the headlights.
When?
On the broomstick.
Oh, on the broomstick.
The program here. See, he doesn't know what we're talking about. He's a little confused.
I'm not confused.
Okay.
That puff went down the wrong pipe.
But, yeah, if we don't figure out some other way to improvise by Saturday, I'll swing by the shop and I'll let him look and see whether or not he can find something. If we don't find a way to mount it before that.
Who's him?
Who's him?
Who's him?
My help that I flew in, remember?
Oh, he's... Oh, I thought you said he went back to Washington. I'm sorry.
No, he
said
will be
yes.
Next week. He's staying an extra week, so...
Oh, okay, that's the part I got a little confused on. I thought he already went out the door.
No, she's sending him back, she said.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, he had to go home sometime, so...
Well,
makes it safe.
Is this like some program you have, like you bring a new one in every month from Washington, or what's? Can you share that with us?
Ah, oh, come on, you're first in line, baby. You know that.
Too nice to us. Because we're thinking about bringing some of the women in from the East Coast, and see if we can get them relocated out here. So we're working on that idea there. Are you gonna stop by Saturday You can stop by Saturday for a little barbecue we're having, by the way. Did I mention to you about a barbecue?
You didn't know.
Oh, well, surprise.
Hey, I didn't know about it either until he told me I was cooking.
Well, see, that's... There's a reason I didn't want to get you to. You know, come on now, blah, blah, blah. Oh, by the way, you're cooking, you know. I'm not going to have any bands this weekend. I'm not going to have all the vendors. I'm not going to have all that stuff. We're going to just have a little...
You know, a little better planning, I would have had those girls there do bikini bike wash.
Well, let's just make this kind of low profile. Everybody come in and get something.
That
would have
been low profile.
No, it would have been. I've been out there supervising it. I know
well,
myself.
Of course.
But anyway, come on down Saturday if you can and get a bite to eat. From 1 to 4 o'clock, we're going to be having a little get together. And then I'm going to a schoolgirl party, Miriam.
I don't have a schoolgirl outfit no more.
Well, can't you appreciate looking at a schoolgirl?
Oh, yeah, well, of course, but I was just saying that I can't dress to fit in this time.
Oh. Well, you're invited to stop by the party and all that. Also, Marion, I was going to tell you, the St. Patty's Day party?
Uh-huh.
I got the new Quick Throttle magazine came out. Did I give you one of you there today?
Yes, I got one.
Okay, you can go online to www.quickthrottle.com, and Philip's got it up there somewhere, and you can see the gallery of all the pictures besides being just in the magazine, okay?
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah, will do.
Okay. All right. Okay. Marion, what did you feed your guest tonight?
What did I feed my guest today?
Tonight.
I haven't fed him dinner yet. Or dessert.
It's a 7 o'clock at night. How long do you make the man work?
Gotta earn your keep, you know.
I understand that. I understand that. God forbid, I know he doesn't want to go back to that freezing cold snow in Washington. But, Mary's a good cooker, so a good cook, excuse me.
It's probably windy and wet.
Windy and wet, it's all the same. Yeah. So go on now between 1 and 4 if you can, and try to bring a picture of that down to me on Saturday. Give me time to digest that a little bit. I got some thoughts on that if I can help you, okay?
Okay,
okay.
Anyhow, I'm going back to putting the plastic down on my floor so I can at least get the sealer on my bedroom ceiling tonight.
What's she doing in the bedroom? I didn't hear what she said.
Something about a sealer?
I don't know. I didn't get all that again. She talks in code a lot. You got to kind of...
Yeah.
She's going to... Okay, all right. Well, thank you for calling in tonight, buddy. I appreciate that. I'll be gone tomorrow, but if you want to shop Saturday, I'll try to... Bring a picture down, though. I really want to digest that a little bit. I got some thoughts for you, okay?
Okay, okay. Anyhow,
okay, buddy.
I will talk
to you
later. Okay, bye.
I hope everybody on the East Coast is going to be safe. I don't know how you have the strength and the courage to put up with that winter every year. Who's still with us online? Everybody, who's checked out?
No, I'm waiting for Ryan. He's doing something, and he'll be right here, he said.
He's doing something in the bedroom, too?
No, he's finishing a call.
Finishing a call. Is that code?
No, he's finishing a call.
Yeah, I'm wondering, is that code, though?
No, it's not code.
Because you know that stuff about Marion doing something in the bedroom. That, you know, that'd
know.
Be something.
That was,
that was code.
Yeah.
That was code.
Everything.
I know that was code.
But, no. Just the same old shit.
So we have to wait for Ryan to finish what he's doing? Is that?
No, we'll hear. While we're waiting.
Okay.
We'll play a song. Ryan, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is Ryan with KR Productions in Colorado. Just got back from West Virginia. Things have been a little bit hectic, so sorry I missed you guys on Thursday and then again on Tuesday. But I've been meaning to call in with one of the ladies that has a child with mosaic Down syndrome, so people kind of know what that is for our event. So I've got Colleen going to call in here in just a few minutes, so if anybody has questions about what it is or how people are affected by it.
All right, we got to tell you, we're having a lot of problems now with the East Coast. There's a lot of bad weather. A lot of people are really worried. We're losing people left and right back in the East Coast now, so we're not sure how much East communication we're going to have.
But it'll be
good.
One of the girls is talking about a roof blowing off from the house probably.
Right.
So we're talking about a lot of problems right now.
Yeah, more.
Well, yeah, that's no good. Yeah, my brother-in-law just moved over to Port Smith, Virginia, over there at the Navy base. So I wonder how much of that they're getting.
I don't know yet. I mean, I heard a lot of stories already.
Yeah.
Well, we heard a lot of stories already.
We've got relatives and friends all over, and everybody's been worried about it. But I said, with the call tonight, said they're right now processing possibly the roof blown right off the house. And they're just worried when it does. What about everything inside? What are they going to do? Where are they going to live? And, oh, my God, we complain a little bit about bad weather. You and I do, Philip, just a little tiny bit of weather, and you and I whining. These people are friends of ours back east, the Midwest. Their whole lives are being upset.
Yeah.
They're worried about their family all coming out of this safe. And you know, there are times I think we do too much think of ourselves. You know, oh, it's a little bit cold. I don't know, guys. I don't know. But you'll learn to be more patient, I guess.
Yeah, learn to appreciate what we've got and make the best of it.
Yeah. And if you notice, I put Sarah up for Babe of the Day. So you're supposed to send me some more pictures.
Yes, I did get that. I haven't had a chance to get a whole bunch of them touched up yet. But I will get those to you hopefully soon. I'm over my head with some of these events and stuff, so I'm a little behind.
Phil and I go to a great schoolgirl run on Saturday. But then
I got batteries charging for all the cameras.
This is going to be a lot of fun there. This is a big party. And then Sunday, we've got to go different directions. And then, again, we're just being stretched out a bit too much, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's
Sunday
happens,
SFV swap meet.
That's right.
And then
it's called high bars and low cars.
Right.
A lot of cool choppers and a lot of fine looking cars are going to be up there. By the way, I just talked to Devil Dolls. They'll all be up there, so make sure you say hello to them, please.
I saw Red the other day.
Oh.
When
okay.
I was up at Swallows.
Oh, okay. You see AJ up there? Or what? I've
seen everybody up
okay.
there.
Okay. So Brian, how you doing, Brian, how you doing with the weather and all that where you are? You okay? Or?
Oh, it's beautiful. It was windy today, but it probably got, I don't know, 75, 80 degrees maybe. So, I mean, I couldn't ask for better weather. So I feel bad for all those people getting hammered on. I know that when we were flying back in from West Virginia, there was a lot of tornadoes and stuff going through Kansas and Oklahoma underneath us. They took our plane up as high as it could go, and we still had one heck of a rough ride. So I'm sure the people on the ground were having a hell of a time.
I guess that turbulence must have been pretty serious up there, you know.
Yeah.
And again, yet, you know, we're so lucky. Again, first of all, we have our families, we have our jobs, we have our homes, we have everything in there. We complain about it a little bit, and I watch the news, and I think it's selfish of me complaining. It just, my heart goes out to everybody back in the East Coast, Midwest, that's facing this trauma right now.
Yeah. Yep, it's no fun. It seems like they're getting hammered quite a bit here lately.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, trying to think of what else is happening. I've got my model shootout this weekend, so that'll be a good time.
The first one.
This is one where I just get a bunch of models and photographers together, and we rented a fort. So we're going to go over to this replica fort. Looks kind of like the Alamo. Get together, have a big photo shoot, bring in snakes, cars. Stuff like that. So kind of help everybody build their portfolios. And then after that, we go to Lake Powell for a week. That'll be awful.
And then, you get a chance to go down to the bottom. It's good exploration, and there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of places down there to take some good pictures.
Down the where?
Yeah, we're going to be...
Lake Powell.
Okay, I lost you.
That's where you can get in a duck.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking it was a bar or something. I didn't know no place called the bottom out there. All right, sir.
Yeah, we're going to be taken off out of Bullfrog Marina, I guess. So I've never been there, but it should be a good time. So hopefully the weather holds up for us. And
yeah.
That'd be great.
You remember when I went back there? I was back there for 3 weeks.
That's right, yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, and then after that, we've got that big bike run happening the 23rd. So, be another good time.
23rd, that'll be on a Sunday, this right? In June? Sunday, is it?
Yes. Yep, it's the last Sunday in June. And we're going to have a...
It's the fourth Sunday in June. The last
June's
Sunday
got five.
In, June's got five this year.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yep.
The fourth one. But it'll be going to have a car show and a bike show happening throughout the day while the bike run's going on.
Yeah.
Some bouncy houses for all the kids to play in. A friend of mine has a company called Bloodlust Productions, and they dress up like zombies and do all kinds of theatrical makeup, and they're going to come out, hang out, walk around, and do photo shoots with people that want them to try to get more people to show up and help to raise some money for this organization. And then bikini car and bike wash all day long. Going to have some music happening, brisket, pulled pork, and barbecued chicken for lunch. So, should be a good time. 100%
Ryan,
of the 100% of proceeds go to Mosaic Dam.
Ryan!
That would be Colleen.
Hello, Colleen.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Good evening. Good evening.
So I need to tell you a little...
Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you a story how I met Colleen. It was at an L.A. Guns concert, and there's this lady in the front row that has this kid with a mohawk that I had to take a picture of. Well, I ended up taking a picture and posting it on my Facebook, and she tracked me down a few days later and started talking to me about her son and Mason, who has autism, or who's autistic. And then she also has another son, Ryan, who has Mosaic Down syndrome. And that's the whole reason that we got together to do this benefit for the International Mosaic Down Syndrome Association.
Why?
Is because of a kid with a mohawk at an L.A. Guns concert.
Yeah, that's pretty much how we met. And we're doing a fundraiser on the 23rd of June to raise some money. Most people don't know what Mosaic Down Syndrome is, and basically what it is it's an extra chromosome. Like Down's children, they have an extra chromosome in all their cells, where Mosaic Down's has a chromosome in only one or a few of their cells. There's only, like, I believe, seven in that we know of in the state of Colorado. And we're trying to raise money because a lot of these kids have cardiac problems. They need PE tubes, and a lot of them have sleep apnea and need support for that at night. They have vision, neck weaknesses. A lot of them have attention deficit. They struggle with more health problems than a normal Down syndrome kid. Ryan, my little Ryan, he is turning 7 on June 10th. He was adopted by me and my ex-husband. He was 1.5 when we got him. He was a blue baby, a failure to thrive baby, and addicted to drugs, and was also a fetal alcohol syndrome child. When we got him, they didn't know exactly what was wrong with him completely, and we had him genetically tested, and we found out that he had Mosaic Downs. And at that point, you know, they ask you, well, do you still want to adopt him? Well, hell yeah, I still want to adopt him. He's a great kid, and actually he's sitting right here, and Ryan, he wanted to say hi to you. So I don't know if you want to talk to him or not.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. Hey,
yeah,
Ryan.
Absolutely.
Come here. It's Big Ryan on the air. Ready? Hi.
Hey, buddy,
hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good deal. What are you doing lately? Anything fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to tell everybody about Mosaic Down and all that good stuff?
What?
He's actually quite the astute kid, and he knows quite a bit about it and has been on several radio shows where people ask him questions, and he seems to know most of the answers. So if you guys want to talk to a young man with Mosaic, he's a great guy.
Go ahead. Ryan, how about we have you do an interview with him? And we'll listen to what you guys say, okay? Go ahead, please.
Well, I don't really know where to start.
Do you hear that?
Oh, my God.
The commercial.
Rocking extra chromosome, right?
Are you talking on a cell phone?
He's talking on a microphone.
Okay, we might have to have you take it off a speaker, Colleen.
Okay.
And he's kind of cutting in and out. We may have you jump.
Come over here where I can kind of hear. Talk.
I love you.
Oh.
I love you back, buddy. So, tell these guys about what you like to do for fun. What is it you do every day?
What?
great, aren't you?
Hey, Colleen, you want to jump back on?
Yeah.
Okay. He's getting ready for bed, so he's kind of quiet.
Okay.
All right. Well, we want to say hello from California, from Phil and Bill. Well, we said, what time is it bedtime now? What time is it out there?
It's almost 8, and he is one of my kids that no matter what time, he usually hits it, unless we're at a show, which he tends to go to a lot of rock shows and metal shows. But he'll tend to go to sleep at 8, and, you know, he's had, he also has sleep apnea, so we have him monitored all night long. But he's a very noisy sleeper, so it's kind of like having a big bear in your bed. And he's only like, I don't know, he's the size of a 3-year-old, very, very small, anyways, 35 pounds. So he's a really small kid, but he's awesome.
Right. And I'm sorry I wasn't better prepared with some questions and stuff for him, but he's actually very astute and is able to talk to people about mosaic Down syndrome, which is kind of incredible for somebody his age.
Well, then what you guys should do is get together off the air and set up a little thing and question and answer session, and then
Come back next Thursday, and
we'll give you all the time that you need.
And I'll give some more of our listeners, but hopefully the weather's better back east because we're a little bit light on our
right
listeners.
Now, they just got Broken Arrow, Oklahoma is having a tornado right now, Bill.
Yeah. We're having a hard time.
Oh, no fun.
Back next Thursday.
Brian,
and, then Brian, you can decide if you'd like to do the interview, and we can kind of all listen in and join in. We can all ask questions.
Okay.
That would
absolutely
be awesome.
Yeah, I've got no problem with that, and then give me some time to get some things prepared for it.
And Ryan's
and,
hoping that people will come out and meet him on that Sunday. He will be out there, but he's a very friendly little boy, and he's hoping to make a lot of new friends.
And yeah, he wants to be a drummer.
Yes, he wants to be a drummer.
This is Bill Kennedy speaking again. I'd like to say, Phil, maybe we could get a picture. So we put a picture up of the young man before next Thursday. So
yeah,
that,
they send me a little thing. Ryan will send me one of the flyers, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Ryan, is that okay, buddy?
With a picture, I'll post it.
That's fine. I've got some photos of him. I'll get those right out to you.
Good. Then
go ahead. The ones you have, Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So, So what else would you want to tell anybody about mosaic Down, Colleen?
Well, it's a very, very rare syndrome. Mosaic Down children tend to be 10 to 30 points above those with DS as far as their average IQ scores. So when they do grow up, we do have a few adult DS kids. In fact, one's going into broadcasting in England. So they can, a lot of them can succeed on their own and live a normal life. They just have, a lot of them are just a little lower functioning. They have a, slow start in life. They do have some characteristics, not all of the characteristics of Down's children. Ryan happens to have a lot of his facial you'll see in the eyes, he has little specks in his eyes and his nose, and his head's very, very small with a small oral cavity, and he barely has any neck. But, most of them do really well with a lot of support, and the reason why it's so important for us to raise money is because we need our kids in early intervention programs. A lot of them need physical therapy, speech and language therapy by the age of 2, even parent classes in rehabilitation centers, so parents know how to actually deal with, a mosaic Down's child. And also to support the Special Olympics, some of these kids will be in the Special Olympics, getting regular schools to understand and identify a mosaic Down's child is a special needs child, and getting rid of the R word that a lot of people tend to use. We want the public to be more aware of they're human They're little beans, and they're awesome kids. And there's some families that need a little more support than others, and there's some children that, you know, they have mosaic downs, and they just are thriving and brilliant and successful and have no issues whatsoever. But then there are some, like a little one named Darcy, who's had several surgeries, and at a year old, she was just like 12 pounds, you know, and she's gonna need a lot of love and support, you know, throughout her life. Ryan, I see a bright future. I think he can be the next great drummer in some rock and roll band someday, so we'll probably all see him do that. But, you know, I just wanted people to be more aware that these kids are special and they're awesome. And
I have a question, if you don't mind. And again, I don't know anything about young man's situation. I'm pretty naive about that. But would teaching these young children sign language at an early age, would that help with the communication skills while they're developing the verbal skills too?
Actually, we have a lot of moms that teach sign language to their children, be it a regular birth or a special needs child. Ryan does know some sign language, but he hasn't used it as often as some of the other children because he was able to verbalize fairly well. My autistic child was not able to verbalize, so he knows a lot more than his younger brother. But, yes, yeah, sign language is definitely a plus for helping these children to be able to communicate. And so we understand what they're really wanting. You know, us parents,
yeah,
we don't know what the hell they're saying.
How early should the children be taught sign language? Is there any age child will be different? Yeah.
I think as early as possible, a baby, once it starts following you with its eyes and you're repeating over and over with words and the sign for whatever, it's just going to sink in. It's kind of like teaching a child two languages where a child, you know, children are very, very smart. They're able to retain it a lot easier when they're young children than, you know, taking your Spanish class in high school where we're going, what was that all about? I have no clue. But children, they could, you know, little Spanish children speak Spanish and English, you know, and fly through it where their parents are trying to learn English and are struggling. Well, a child learns relatively quick what the word is for hungry or milk or you know, hug, kiss, love, sleepy, binky, whatever, you know, my teddy bear even. You know, as long as the parent's working with them, I don't think any age is too young. I think once they start following with their eyes when, you know, probably, I don't know, 4 months old, you start repeating over and over. I know some people do it from the day one, but you know,
We have some friends on the line. I'd like to ask you a couple questions if you're okay.
I'm fine.
Hey, good. Who do we got first up there?
Eunice.
Well, let's get to Eunice first. Eunice, you have a question?
Hey.
You're up next, brother.
Yeah, I have a nephew who is special needs. You know, he is now 55, but what we did in the Special Olympics and that, you know, he did cycling, he did a lot of things. And it's great. It's great that you start him off real early, you know, with the sign language. I think that's just totally great, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he is an artist. You know, a lot of these children that are, and I hate to call them handicapped or retarded or anything like that, but what he lacks in a lot of things, he's a great artist right now. You know, he does a lot of pictures by pen and by pencil. We've got him to get them into some art shows and stuff like that. And and that's a way that he's learned how to help support himself, you know. So it's you can teach, you pick up where they lack, they pick up on a lot of other things.
I totally agree with you with any type of special need child, be it deaf, blind, regardless of what their situation is. They always seem to thrive on one thing or another,
they
excel.
We have a niece who is 36 now, I think she is, and she's totally blind, and she has Tourette syndrome. But she hears a song, and she can go to the piano and play it.
Yeah, that's a lot of autism children are musically inclined as well.
Yeah.
My 7-year-old, one of the twins, his sister's hard of hearing. She's lost hearing, but he is autistic, and she's a very slow learner. But he listens to music on the radio, and he's memorized guitar licks. He's memorized song lyrics that, you know, and hears them clearly where I might think it says something totally different. He hears it clearly. And we have an old 1900 player piano, and he'll go down there and play the song. I mean, him and Ryan, they're like two peas in a pod. They want their own band. So maybe it'll be called the Special Needs. Right now, they think it's going to be called U.S. in Love, but we'll see. You know, they're six and seven. So,
but just you know, what we do. That's right. But inside the lines, and you know,
we got a bad connection. Something's going on with the weather.
We lost Eunice. We losing her.
No, I'm here.
Okay, no, she came in crystal clear. Maybe it's Colorado?
Yeah, it was weird for a minute.
Yeah, are you on your speakerphone again?
No, is my phone cutting in?
Yeah.
Yeah, my phone's going to go anytime. It's getting bad.
Okay,
out
we got
here.
Another from Pete in the East Coast. He's got a question for you. So your phone's going to kick out. Why don't you jump in and ask your question, brother?
Hi, Pete. Gino, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Gino has an autistic kid.
Yeah, I have Down syndrome. She's 32 now. I had her ever since she was 10 when I was married to the mother. But the mother, she OD'd, and I've been taking care of her ever since. But now the state had to take over because sometimes it's just better that way, you know. It's kind of hard to take care of, even though I can put a bowl of cereal in front of the TV and she's all right. You know, it's hard when, you know, if you're single and there ain't no one else around. So they kind of like had to step in because there's only a stepchild anyway. But, you know, it's hard. It's hard to take. It's not hard to take care of them. It's just, she knows who I am and everything else. She can connect. I have to visit her more, you know. But she's very smart. She was supposed to be dead 20 years ago, but she's hanging in there. She's Down syndrome, but she's good, you know. She remembers things, but they're easy to get along. You know, they're happier a lot, you know. It ain't that they don't forget, that they just can go along with whatever is going on around them at the time. So they're always happy. That's what I learned from them.
Right, I agree with you. They seem to always be happy. And the best advice, I mean, I commend you for taking on a stepchild with special needs and raising her for as long as you did. And I get it that, you know, yes, sometimes the state has to intervene. I am a single parent of 3 special needs, and God help me if anything ever happens to me, I'm pretty sure my family will step up. But, she's not stupid. She understands. She knows who you are. You're a very special person to her, and the only thing I could say is keep visiting her and keep her smiling.
Yeah,
and enjoy her. Because she can do two things.
She calls me almost every day. There's no problem with that.
Right
on. Not, I'm always gone, you know, doing other things. You know, I'm a biker and I ride with a club, even though it's a Christian club. It's not easy. I don't care what anybody says.
Right on.
It's all part of life, you know. We're here for such a short time anyway. Might as well just enjoy whatever we got going. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, basically what I get to say.
I think that's great. Yeah, and you're
60. And I can't complain because I'm 67 and I'm still here, so.
And he's still taking care of me. He takes care of me.
That's been good.
He takes care of me and my brother, and I'm 44. My brother's 48.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm up there in those years too, but I won't admit it.
Well, you know, it's a little different. Your brother put himself in that spot. He didn't have to be there. You know, we got to help him. That's all we got to do. You got to help him more. I think your brother would be all right, Pete, you know, if he just really tried hard and understood what was going on. You know?
He's on that new medication.
Because he wasn't born that way. Carrie was born that way.
Yeah.
It's a difference. You know? You know what I mean?
Yep, I hear
you. I found in life, because I'm much older than all of you, that...
Not than Gino.
Pardon?
You're not older than Gino.
Yes, I am.
No, no.
What do you mean?
Well, you know what? At least you guys, you two can get out of here. For all you have to do is stop.
Gino's probably the oldest one.
It's hard.
Really.
I know it's hard in some ways, but there's a limitation. You don't remember what Clint Eastwood says? Just didn't know his limitations. Yeah. You know what I talk about.
Gino and I do a TV show together.
Well, you know, you could do so much more, you know.
We have fun when we do it. Haven't done one in a while, though.
Yeah, it's all part of life. You know, first of all, once you realize we're not here that long, you know, there's a limit. You'll start thinking and doing better. It's just a matter of time.
There's only one person you have to be true to, and that's yourself.
Right.
If you can't be true to yourself, you can't be true to anybody else.
Yeah.
I learned that a long time ago, and it really works. You have to want whatever you want.
Since our guest is looting his cell phone quickly, I want to get another speaker in there real quickly.
And I want you, Bill.
She wants you, Bill.
All right. I want to get the last guest in there real quickly because our guest in Colorado is losing her cell phone. 978, you're live and well. Talk to us.
And God bless.
Oh, I'm sorry, 307-256.
Oh, hi, this is Brittany, and I just wanted to thank you guys for putting me on for Babe of the Week last week.
Babe of the Week?
Go this week. Your rain is up Saturday night.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
You've got a couple more days on you.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Well, I wanted to thank you guys for the opportunity for it.
For next week. Mission.
Well,
she's got
more chances.
Gives her a chance to expand, let her people see what she's doing and all that, and hope this works out and all that. Well, thanks for calling. Do you have any questions for our guest who's talking about her child?
I don't.
Say thank you very much, and I'll talk to you again soon. Send some more pictures, please. Let's get back to our guest and some of the other people who have questions about the little guy. Who wants to jump in with a question?
Yeah, I'll ask a question.
All right, please, go ahead.
My neighbor is, she has an autistic son, and he's about 14, and he can't speak.
Lisa.
So, you know, I don't know a lot about autism. I like to read things, and I like to research things. What I noticed is with people, children and adults that are autistic, some autistic, and correct me if I'm wrong, some autistic people, children, can speak, and you would never know they had autism. And then you have other children or adults that can't even speak at all. They have to use sign language. They have other things wrong with them. Is that true? I mean,
That's very correct.
Different levels.
Because some autistic people are very smart, you know.
Smarter than
any of us, you know. I mean, and then you have some that they can't speak, you know, and they have to communicate with their hands.
Autism is a very, very broad spectrum, from being completely in need of support 24/7 to children that are very, very brilliant. Some are antisocial, have the social disorder where they don't know how to communicate with other people. They speak, but they're very uncomfortable trying to communicate their needs, wants, desires, and they don't have a lot of friends. Mason falls into a spectrum where he does speak, and he's very, very, very intelligent. He's a little antisocial, and as far as he plays by himself most of the time at school, but he speaks, where he has a friend that doesn't speak and is on a different spectrum of autism and signs. You know, and then we have a friend that is in his late 20s, and it's Asperger's or something like that. But that's also one of the spectrums of autism. And he said, you know, growing up was really hard because he was like, he didn't know how to talk to people. He didn't know how to communicate with people. And, you know, a lot of them need therapy and play therapy and, you know.
You know, that this girl I'm talking about, her son, I think he just turned 14. He hadn't said one word until about a year ago. This is a true story. He went up to his mother, and I give his mother a lot of credit because he's a lot of work, you know. And he went up to his mother. He never spoke before. Never said one. Couldn't speak. Can't speak. Just, you know, can't understand what he's saying. Wants to speak. Put his arms around his mother and said, "Love you." Told her that he loved her. Once.
That is awesome.
Never said anything ever again. And that was a year ago. But it brought tears to her eyes, you know, because he said that he loved her. He wanted to talk, and he did. He said he got it out once. Since then.
Those little milestones make the biggest difference to us moms.
Yeah.
I mean, to somebody that hears it all the time, it's nothing. But to her, that was her world.
Oh, absolutely. She was in shock. She's like, "I can't believe it. He's speaking." And
does he use sign language at all?
Yeah, she uses sign language with him.
That's
like
awesome.
I said, he just you can't really understand. He's very loving. You know, I go over there. He hugs me. He hugs Gino. You know. He hugs the dogs. He's a good kid, and he's smart, but you look in his eyes, and you can see there's so much more wanting to come out, but it's just almost like there's a block there, you know? Like something's blocking him from expressing and speaking and doing things that he wants to do, you know? But he's there. It's there. Everything is there. It's just almost like a wall that he has to break through to get through. And he did break through that one time. He told his mother that he loved her.
Well, hopefully there'll be another time where he breaks through again.
I hope so, because he does. He goes to special school, and he's in therapy to learn how to speak and all that, but he's having a tough time. But, you know, like I said, I give her a lot of credit.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Those are the stories I like, is, you know, there's so many kids with so many different issues, and just to see them do one little thing, it's like Christmas all over again, you know.
It's Christmas with them.
It's Christmas every day with Ryan. As you could see when he got on the phone, he knows Big Ryan, you know, a little. He doesn't know him as good as he knows other people, but his first words is, "I love you." You know, he's a very, very loving child, and in fact, I have to watch him because he'll hug the world. I don't care who you are. It doesn't matter what you look like, what color you are, you know, whether you're in a wheelchair, whether you're dressed in a suit, whether you're dressed in, you know, biker attire, it doesn't matter. He doesn't care what you look like. He's going to love you. And he's going to tell you, I love you. I mean, he's a very, very outgoing little boy, and I kind of have to watch him because I'm like, well, you know, there is stranger danger, Ryan. But to him, nobody's a stranger. So, and that's part of his disability is we have to identify, you know, sometimes
well,
it's not
well,
good to go.
When they say no, they really mean no.
Yeah.
Hold back on their words or not.
He's a very stubborn child, too.
Can he be friendly with you, the way you look? Gino has three grandkids. Well, he has about 15 grandkids, but he's got three that he's close to, and he's got a baby now. He's got a new one. And when he picks the baby up from school, the baby, what does she do, Gino? She goes, ah, and he's afraid of you, right? Doesn't she, like, cower in the corner of the seat when you pick her up, the little one, the baby?
Yeah.
Here's this guy who's, you know, built like a brick shit house, loaded with tattoos, goes in, he's got his college passes on, he picks his granddaughter up, puts her in the car, puts her in the seat, and she just looks at him the whole way home, and she's like, ah, afraid of the guy. And you had to be there, because he did it we had Mother's Day for all the mothers there, the family, and he was there, and he imitated a little girl.
Uh-huh.
And I put her in the car, she looks at me like she's scared of me. I said, well, who wouldn't be scared of you? Look at you. You look like a barbarian. I mean, I don't look any better. I get long hair down on my ass, tattoos, all that. I ride, but...
Can I wait? Hold up for a second. We have another call that wants to jump in. Nora, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I had to wait for things to pass, and we're not done yet, but I have a break right now.
Nora, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Pete?
I've been sick, but I'm getting better.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm glad you're better. How's Paul and Gino?
Gino's on the line with us right now.
Oh, hi, Gino.
How you doing, kid?
Not so bad. How are you?
I'm still alive. So.
Trying to lose weight and trying to get a motorcycle back together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't ridden yet at all this year because they might have to amputate the toe. And I have a right-side Triff Holly. It's 40 years old. So I might have to put it like a...
you said you're going to register so I can drive it.
Well, you might have to take it off my hands because if they take my toe off, I can't shift unless I install like a jockey shift, you know. It's a right-side shift, not a left, because the bike is 40 years old. It's a 73 Holly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I can't shift.
Hey,
if I don't have a toe, I can't shift, you know.
Listen, everybody, again, our guest in Colorado is ready to lose his cell phone service real quick. So let me gear everybody back to the question about her and her son. Any more questions about before we lose our guest?
No.
Okay, what does her son have? I'm sorry. I heard, like, so much, but I don't know what it is.
It's Mosaic Down, Nora.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember you were on the show talking about it. Okay.
Okay. And she's far more educated about it than I am, so any questions you have, she's a wealth of information. I'm still kind of learning.
Okay. Now, how do they detect that? What kind of tests?
You're born with it.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Did we lose it?
You're born with it, but, I mean, how do they test for it?
That's a good question. Yeah. What do they test for it?
That's a very good question. Is Colleen still on, or did we end up losing her, guys?
No, she should be there. No, we lost her.
Telephone kicked out. All right.
Okay. I know that a lot of times when they go in there, they'll diagnose these children with leukemia, and then when they're doing some of the tests, they determine that the leukemia is either non-existent or gone, and that's when they find out that there is an extra chromosome on, you know, one of their strands.
Okay, so they may have to do like a genetics or some form of blood work to
dig
deep into the chromosomes to see where it's at. Okay, okay.
Yeah, and like she was, a little bit earlier she was talking how a small Down syndrome situation is an extra cell on every chromosome, whereas with Mosaic, it could just be a single chromosome that's a problem. So it's that much harder to detect. And the ailments and the different problems that they have seem to be so much more than the normal Down syndrome situation.
Well, yeah, because, you know, like I said, it's different. Like, when a baby is born with Down syndrome, you see it right off the bat, you know, and you know. And don't get me wrong, they're beautiful children. They're all beautiful children. But I've never, unless if you have a picture posted, like, on your page, Ryan, I've never seen her. Is it a son or a daughter?
Right.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Ryan.
Okay. Yeah, hers is a little son, Ryan. And I'm sorry, she was just trying to click in, her cell phone died. And she called me from her landline to say thanks, everybody, for letting her talk, and she'll try to get back on from her landline, but doesn't usually get...
He actually got on the phone, Nora, and said hello to everybody.
Really? Cool. Oh, that must have been
and
so special.
And told us that he loved us. Told us that he loved us.
That's so sweet.
Guys, you're running short.
Little kid.
Plus, I know we got Eunice out there, and Eunice want to talk about that bill she's working on a little bit. We only got a few minutes left here, so we're going to mute everybody for a second and bring everybody back in. But Eunice, can you give us a recap of what's going on with the bill?
Well, hopefully, Eunice. We're hoping that the bill is going to be on the governor's desk by the middle of June. So that's kind of awesome.
Now, Eunice, most of us know exactly what you're talking about. For the new people called in and listening, can you tell us a little recap what the bill's about, please?
Okay, the bill is to protect all of our children from pedophiles. At one time, there used to be what they call a statute of limitations against prosecuting any of these pedophiles. And it used to be 3 years. Now this bill has pushed it up to 55 years. Because, as you know, a lot of children that were sexually abused in the Catholic Church and hospitals and Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, I mean, this covers everybody, anybody that's a pedophile. And they'll be able to prosecute them, and we're going to send them to jail now. It's not going to be a tap on the hand. It'll be very well broadcasted. And as you know, when they go into jail and they fool around with little girls and little boys, well, these big boys are going to fool around with them. So that's too bad, and I don't feel bad about that at all.
Not one bit.
When my oldest boy was murdered and the fellow that was and went to jail, I had friends. They have since passed, of course, this 30 years ago, 32 years ago. One of my friends who was, he wrote up their appeal and that in jail. He was a jail lawyer, is that what they call him?
Right.
And he used to write up all their appeals, so he was very well liked, even though he was in for life. And when my oldest boy was murdered, he said to me, the guy's taken care of. And I said, no, I don't want this man dead. I just want him, excuse me, everybody, fucked every day. That's what I want. And
That's the easy way out. Let's last for a while.
Yeah, well, you know something? I'd like, you know, I can't fight the children and then expect someone to kill the guy that did it. I couldn't live with that, Bill. And we're not here to judge them, you know? I mean, we judge them in our own way, but they'll be judged when they either go to hell or heaven, you know?
A special place in hell for people like that. Special place.
And this bill should have been passed, like I told you a long time ago. When Hermes and I went before the Judiciary Committee in May 7th, I was kind of like the last person that was going to get up and speak. And the woman chairperson says, you have 3 minutes. And I very nicely looked at her and I says, 3 times 12 is 36 minutes. And she looked at me, she says, what? I says, 3 times 12 is 36 minutes. This is my 12th year here, and I'm entitled to 36 minutes. And I made it very clear, you know, which I did get the 36 minutes, by the way. But, you know, it's a long time coming, and hopefully with Senator Brownsberger and he gets his position in Washington, then we're going to go federal. What do you think of that, Ryan?
hang on.
That would really be great, you know.
So Ryan, she wanted you to comment on that.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I hope it does go federal.
And I've been asked on the side if I'd be willing to go to different states, to the state houses, in different states, and talk about this bill. So,
right.
God willing, you know. I might be there to see you, Ryan, you know. I'll
That'd be
you
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're in Colorado, let me know you've got a place. That's not a problem. We'll
right.
be handled, and whatever you need for help, let me know.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to ask everybody for their help. I go to California,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring the boys with me, you know.
Yep.
Bring the boys.
Absolutely.
And
bringing the boys.
It baffles me. We were talking about that the other day, and with the group that I was talking with about everything that you've gone through and how it keeps getting kicked out of legislation, all of us are baffled that it has not been put through. And we had one person out of the group that, I guess a nice way of putting it, is an idiot, that didn't understand how the legislation works and how all of these people that are lobbying against it didn't comprehend why they're lobbying. And, you know, that they're on the side of the insurance companies and just flat out said he didn't believe it. But it's a political bunch of bullshit, and that bill needs to go through.
Yeah, see, a lot of people don't understand, boys, that the people that run this country are the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you do in your lifetime, you have to have insurance.
Right.
You know? And they run this world, and like I said it before, I said it at the May 7th too. I told them that Massachusetts needs an enema, a good enema. And,
right.
You know, they kind of looked at me kind of strange, and I says, "But you want to know something? This whole country needs a good enema. You know." You people in the state house, the representatives and senators, don't realize that in Massachusetts you got 40 senators and you got 120 representatives. And how many million of people live in Massachusetts? We're supposed to run that state house. They're supposed to be working for us.
Right.
But I will say, probably 55 to 60% of them work for the insurance companies.
Okay. Yeah, and they go where the big money's at. And it's,
that's right.
You know, unfortunately,
big money,
it's bullshit, factor. But money's what talks to those people.
Mm-hmm. You know, Hermes asked me last night, he says, you know, Eunice, why do you get the respect you get at the state house? And I told him, because when I talk, it comes from the heart. I don't have to get up there with paper in my hand and read from it. And you have lawyers, you have chief of police, you have district attorneys, you have representatives that come in with this wonderful letter binder, and they open it up, and they read and read and read, you know. And like I told them all, you past 12 years. See, they know now that the bill is going to pass, so they want this as a feather, political climb. Now they want to be on the bandwagon.
Right.
Know.
Yeah, it's funny how people change sides when they realize they've been beat.
Not just that, too. It's election, you know, and they want want to be able to get up there and say, well, we helped pass this bill, you know, to protect our children. Well, fuck it. They should have been protecting these children a long time ago.
Right. Well, regardless of who steps up and takes the credit for passing this bill when it finally does go through, just remember that you've been the driving force for 30 years that has got this whole situation accomplished. So the things that you have done, you're a great person for stepping up and holding your ground on all this stuff. And I commend you for that. So it's going to be a great day when that goes through. And that's going to
it's
be all
a great
of the rest
day,
of these states,
Brian,
the precedent
the,
to
the
push
children.
It through everywhere. It will,
you know?
Absolutely.
It's all about the children in anything. It's
mm-hmm.
all about the children. It's not about me. It's not about representatives. It's not about senators. You know, it's about time that these children and these people, these pedophiles that have ruined. I don't know if I told you about the stone, but when I was at the state house, this fellow David come over to me, and I've known David probably about 15 years. And when David got raped by a priest on the beach, I think he was 6, he took his hands and he dug them into the sand. And when he did that and he pulled his hands out, he had a rock probably the size of a half a quarter. And over the years, he carried that rock in his pants. And when he would get nervous, he would rub it, and he'd rub it and rub it. And not too long ago, probably 2 or 3 years ago, I says, the day will come, David, when you won't need that. And I hope I don't start crying. May 7th, after we both testified, David and I went outside, and my daughter was with us. And he says, Mom, I have something for you. And I says, David, just you. That's all I need is you. Knowing that you're okay. And he went in his pants pocket and he pulled out this little tiny rock. That's how much he rubbed it, Ryan. And it's almost shaped like a heart. What I'm going to do when I learn how to take pictures and put it on Facebook, I'm going to take a picture of it and show it to you.
Okay.
And he gave it to me. He says, Mom, you taught me I don't need this anymore. Do you know that was better than if somebody gave me $1 million? Because if I helped one person, it was well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Boys and girls are running low on time. I'd like to invite everybody to come back on Tuesday and Thursday, but next Thursday we have our guest from Colorado. We're talking about her son. I'd like to talk about some of the Down syndrome. And I'd like to talk more about this bill. There's a few things I wanted to discuss, but I didn't want to take over the show. So if everybody would join us next Thursday or Tuesday, I'll be here on Thursday, we'd like to very much kind of expand upon this a little bit. There's some statements I want to make, which I don't know how you're going to react to them. I'd like to get them off anyway. Philip, boys and girls, it looks like we're shutting our way down. We're losing everybody for... I do want to say goodnight to everybody. Thank you for calling in. Thanks to all of our friends. And Phil's going to kick us out tonight with a little bit of... Are we going to Creed tonight?
Creed.
How about a little Creed to say goodnight to everybody?
Hey, guys,
and
before
come
you
back
do
Thursday.
That...
I do
love
want to talk
both.
Some more about this. Some statements I want to get off my chest. Good night. I love everybody.
Good night, guys. Thanks,
bye.
Everybody.
Bye. Bye.